Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, welcome to the Path Forward for, well, it's already September 9th. So we're coming up on September 11th, and I fully will expect that there's going to be some kind of an issue on September 11th, whether that's a big show by the administration, whether that's an attack, who knows. But it's if you add up 9, 11, and 25, you're at 45. So what a great symbol. And you know how the enemy loves symbols. So it'll be a very interesting couple of days ahead of us. There's so much news this week. I want to start with the situation that's going on over in Qatar. It's unprecedented that we would condone, let alone know about an attack against Hamas in Qatar. But clearly, the Israeli government is trying to escalate the situation over there and continue some kind of a conflict, quote unquote, with Hamas. It's kind of like the war on terror, right? There's always a boogeyman. We have to go fight the boogeyman where he's at so he doesn't come here. It's the same game. And it's so Netanyahu can stay in power. His days are numbered. We'll see how long he can hold out. But the reality is they're having a hard time putting people in the field because they burned through so many people going into Gaza, and people are just fatigued with war. What we're seeing right now, and this is the thing I want everybody to latch into, right? This crime against the Ukrainian girl in North Carolina, the black on white crimes that are going on across the country, the propagation of a lot of the messaging as well as the narratives that are across social media right now. You're watching a concerted effort to create a race war and a civil war here. They're working very hard to do it. If they can't do it through the immigration piece, they'll do it through a race war, through crime. If they can't do it through that, they'll do it through enraging people by not prosecuting the crime. This is classic communist doctrine, classic. And you can assume that the Chinese are heavily involved in a lot of this messaging. You can also assume that the communists within this country that are still trying to push the whole globalization thing, all that's, it's that crowd that's still looking at their Gantt chart, still plugging in things in the next cycle of events. But all of it is being pushed to generate an emotional response. They want people to go off the reservation. That's why we're seeing this. And we're also seeing a bunch of disclosure. Well, not really disclosure, but I watched part of the UAP stuff. And look, it's a congressional hearing. It's like all the other congressional hearings. How many arrests have come out of congressional hearings in the last 25 years? Zero. How many people have actually been referred for criminal prosecution that have ever really been investigated? Zero. So I don't really hold out any hope that we're going to see anything different, that we're going to see any actual arrests. Fauci should have been arrested already. They have the goods on him. They got the emails. They've got the contracts. And let me remind everybody that NAID and NIH, they took $975 million out of that place. All those doctors took $975 million out of that place. So you can assume they have all the receipts on all of it. So they know exactly where the money went. They know exactly where the money came from. And today, again, yet another congressional hearing talking about the COVID vaccine. And then today, there was also a senator that proposed a bill to abolish the 1986 Vaccine Act. Now, if that actually happens, great. But remember, everybody sitting on that panel is paid by Big Pharma, and they're all working diligently to try and blow up the narrative. And what their big claim is just because there's correlation doesn't mean, or causation doesn't mean there's correlation to the vaccines. And look, if you watch the Tucker Carlson interview, I can't remember the doctor's name. He did it this week. I recommend you go sit through it. This guy's been saying exactly what I said from day one, back in March of 2017. Now, look, I was in Hot Springs up in Canada. I can't think of the name, but anyway, I was up there for the weekend. I was sick as hell. Respiratory stuff. I was sick as hell. And this is like 2 weeks before COVID was really announced, you know, all the bodies and people dropping dead in China, all that bullshit. When I knew it was fake is on day two of the lockdowns. So Washington and California locked down first. And it's literally within 24 hours, they had all these Gantt charts and they were talking data and science. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, this is all stage BS. But here's the rub. Here's the part nobody's talking about. They locked down 9 billion people in literally 24 hours across this planet. That was a well-coordinated effort across the planet. It wasn't just Fauci. It wasn't just here. It was across the planet. And then they rolled out all these vaccines, and it was really the military that did it through Pfizer, through Moderna, but it was really DARPA and the military that did it. Nobody's talking about that. All they're talking about is Fauci. And the way the game's played in DC is you name that one guy. That's the guy, that guy, that dude right there. That's the dude that did all of this. None of that's possible. Here's why it's not possible. Because first of all, logistically, to pull something like that off, to get all these agencies, all the hospitals, all the doctors, all the medical boards to go along with this, there had to be a very concerted effort to either threaten or coerce all of them to do it, because I don't believe all of them were willing to do it. A lot of doctors weren't willing to do it. And look at what they did to the doctors. There's still doctors today that are digging out from under this, that literally spent the last 4 years fighting for their careers, fighting for their lives, for lack of a better word, because the entire medical industry was weaponized against them. That doesn't happen because people believe, right? There's a whole portion of the population here that was like, nope, I'm not doing that. That's all sounds like BS. So these congressional hearings are just show. Like, what did we learn from the UAP hearing? Let's see. That not from here. Okay, so we knew that. Not Earth origin. We knew that. Okay, so what are you telling me that I didn't already know? That they've been circling on military bases, that's been a known fact for the last 70 years. So what did they really tell us? Nothing. All they really said is, well, it's not our stuff. It can't be our stuff. Okay. It's the same thing with the congressional hearing. mRNA is killing people. The disclosure in both of these was that there was two disclosures in this that I don't think people really caught. The first one is these extraterrestrial / man-made craft, they don't make a sound. They're gravitic, anti-gravitic, they don't make a sound. First one. The second one is that they're predominantly over nuke bases. Okay, we already knew that. But they're shutting down the missile systems. And I can tell you one time, in all the time that I was a missile officer, there was one time that all those missiles went off alert. And that was during the San Francisco earthquake. The guidance sets back then, they're different now, but the guidance sets back then were literally spinning gyros. And if there was any kind of a slight seismic event, they would lock down. And they did. That 9-point some earthquake in San Francisco years ago, back in the 90s, that literally took down all the missiles across the U.S., or at least in Montana, Wyoming. And it was literally all of them went into standby mode like that, all at the same time. Only time I ever saw anything. Now, do we see alarms go off on the sites? All the time. But that could be a rabbit running across the site. That could be, you know, something on the fence line. You never know, right? And I'm below ground, so I can't see anything. For somebody to talk about, hey, we got this craft that's sitting over the launch site. Okay, great. Never heard that in all the years I was doing that business. Never heard that. So they didn't really tell us anything new except for the fact these craft are silent. They can maneuver in unique ways, and not the military. Now, on the medical side, the disclosures that came out of that is that the lipid nanoparticle, if you've watched me for the last 4 years, you've heard me talk about the lipid nanoparticle. And several doctors have talked about the lipid nanoparticle. It breaks through the brain barrier, breaks through all these barriers that normal vaccines can't break through. And they're openly disclosing the fact now that, number one, it's not real mRNA. It's a modified mRNA, which stays in the body, causes inflammation, causes myocarditis, causes brain issues, causes all kinds of problems with the reproductive system. And then Naomi Wolf was talking about how the Pfizer documents literally have 300 pages about what it does to the reproductive organs. Doesn't talk about respiratory. Remember, you couldn't touch anything. We were stepping over each other in the grocery store for 3 months, coughing on each other, you know, and then they started the social distancing after 3 months. And then they started the masks. And then they started the whole vaccine thing at the end of the year. So if it was respiratory, don't you think that a good portion of the documentation in the Pfizer documents would be about respiratory? Not a word. In 360 pages, not one word. Finally, somebody disclosed that in the congressional hearings, along with the fact that the lipid nanoparticle has no business being there, along with any foreign DNA, which there's foreign DNA in the shot. So the disclosure is actually happening in Congress. But here's the problem. You have so much counter propaganda that's in the news. And here's the proof in the pudding and the fact that it's just a show. They should have done away with Smith-Mundt modernization, which allows all of these news outlets to basically lie to the American people without sources. And no one's talking about it. Everybody's complaining about the media. Everybody talks about how liberal they are. But Congress has the power to change whether the news agencies can lie to you and sell you propaganda. And they haven't done it yet. Trump's been in power, 230 some days now? No arrests, no meaningful legislation, and no action whatsoever to repeal anything that was done from 2016 or 2014 or 2012 on. And what are you gonna get out of this? Is Fauci gonna go to jail? Probably not. Should he go to jail? Yeah, he should be swinging from a rope. He should be swinging outside the Capitol. I would have him swinging outside the Capitol with a sign around his neck. This is what happens when you murder people. But instead, we have Borla going to the White House, six times? Then we have Bill Gates and all the other tech bros, you know, the same people that censored and are still censoring people. They could solve this problem with one piece of legislation. And yet nobody's talking about it. It's a show. The whole thing's a show. There's not one part of this that is real. There's no action that's going to come out of this. And the action that needs to come out of it is that people need to go to prison. People need to go down to Gitmo, and they need to spend the rest of their lives tossing salad. That's what needs to happen. And some people need to just plain be shot because they committed treason. It's like the banking crisis from 2008. Did any of the bankers go to jail? No. And it's the same thing with the Epstein stuff. I said this the day that the binders dropped. You're never going to get all the information because it will burn down the system. And look, burn it down. Burn the whole fucking thing to the ground. Seriously, burn the whole fucking thing to the ground. Because what are we really getting out of this? Are we getting accountability? Have we seen any justice for any of the crimes perpetrated against the American people? All the bankers that were associated with the collapse in 2008, every single one of them should have gone to prison for treason because they broke the public trust, predatory lending practices. They were investing in hedge funds. They were investing in all these different things that weren't even on weren't even supposed to be on their books. And they had toxic assets. But what happened? We bailed them out. Then they started buying single family homes and they jacked up the prices for single family homes, and they priced two generations out of the market. No one held accountable, not one person. So do you think I give two shits about what comes out of a congressional hearing? The only time I'm going to care is when somebody's perp walked down to Gitmo and there's a public trial that shows all the evidence of all the things they did. And if they did that with Epstein, you would see he was into biotech. He was into all kinds of genetic research. He was involved with foreign governments. He was actually involved with several coups. I mean, this guy was into everything. Where'd the money come from? But nobody's talking about that. The list. There's a very simple solution for the people that were frequent flyers. It's the people that funded it. It's the people that are behind all this. It's the banks that were laundering the money. And again, this goes back to the 2008 crisis. Nobody was rolled up for laundering money. So do you think anything's going to come out of this congressional hearing? No, it's just a bunch of hot air. And literally every time something like this, especially the UAP stuff, my phone blew up. They're gonna disclose things. No, they're not. They're not gonna just half those guys said, oh, I could talk about this in a scam. Okay, great. You talk about it in a scam. What are you doing here? Why are you sitting there if you're not gonna tell us what the hell is going on? I mean, for Christ's sake, you're in Congress. Yeah, I saw a UFO, a little gray guy came out. How hard is that? No, I got to tell you, in a skiff, it's a show. It's a fucking clown show, the whole fucking thing. There's not one part of it that is going to result in anybody or anything being shown to the public that we haven't already seen. That's the whole piece of it that drives me absolutely fucking insane, is that. And that brings me to the situation with this Ukrainian girl. That should make your blood boil, because this is the downstream effect of all of these liberal policies that were put in place. Now, this is right out of Pawns in the Game. All of this is right out of Pawns in the Game. It's the same exact script. They create chaos. They create strife within the cities and urban areas to justify bringing in the military. What's happening right now? They're bringing in the military. They're playing the script out right in front of you. The problem with taking the military into the cities to deal with stuff like that is there's no exit strategy. There's no end state. It's just, we're a police state. And I want to remind everybody that the ATF and the FBI, they're melding all these agencies into the FBI, DEA, ATF, all rolling up into the FBI. There's only 33,000 people in the FBI. There's like 2,500 in the ATF. I think there's 35 or 4,500 in DEA. So now you've just added another 10,000 people to the FBI. What do you think the odds are that when they start deputizing all of these National Guard and reservists, that we don't have a million people in the streets? It's probably going to be more like 200,000 or 300,000. And they won't be able to hold the whole country. But the point is that this is what you're watching is being played right out of Pawns in the Game. It's the exact same thing. Create chaos, create more crime, create more murders, and then bring in the police to lock everything down. And then they never leave. It's the exact same thing. And it's literally been played over and over and over. Go look at what started the communist, go look at all the pieces in the communist revolution. Better yet, go read Pawns in the Game. You'll see what I'm talking about. Because this Ukrainian girl should have generated protests in the street. And the mainstream media they're not one word. And now the DOJ is investigating that. I can tell you what that is. That's the DOJ justifying why they need to go into Charlotte, why they need to go into New York City, why they need to go into Chicago. He hasn't gotten to Chicago yet, but he's going to. And if you listen to his rhetoric, it's all about, oh, it's terrible. And now Washington, D.C. is the safest place in the world. Are you seeing the game? You see how it's played? Look, with all these troops on the ground, everything's fine. We don't need to take them off the street because crime's down. Okay, what happens when they leave? Police force hasn't grown. What happens when they leave? Goes right back to the same shit. So do you keep moving? They're never leaving. They're never going to leave. Now, in the District of Columbia, I don't have a problem with that. I think you should leave military on the streets all the time. And you should literally, anybody that goes into Congress and launders money, does insider trading, Zvaldane conspiracy, use them to go roll them up and their whole family. Roll them all up. Just get rid of them. Roll them all up. Take them to Gitmo. Like Pelosi, roll her up. Otherwise, what are they doing there? They're just going to patrol the streets forever. They could, DC can be a militarized zone. Okay, fine. But in a state law and the Constitution says the state dictates what happens. And it's up to the individuals in the state to throw off that tyrannical government. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on in the states, but how many state governors have really pushed back? I mean, really pushed back. Now, granted, they went into LA and then they left. But if they go back to LA, or they go to Portland, or they go to Seattle, or they go to Chicago, when do they leave? There's no exit strategy, and that's the problem with all of it. So you're seeing a couple of things happen at the same time this script is being played out. You're seeing the moral fiber of the country breaking down. And this is really, this is also indicative of a country that's failing and a society that's failing. Now, we could sit and talk about what should happen or what could happen or what, you know, was supposed to happen, but it's not happening. People aren't banding together. And that's because there's, again, I keep coming back to this because it's so important. They've created this quagmire of misinformation, disinformation to throw everybody off from what the truth is. And because there's no source of truth, there's no unity anywhere. I mean, literally everybody's a shill, everybody's a CIA asset, everybody is a disinformation node. And, you know, then you have the doom prophets and all that. Until somebody's actually arrested, some big name like Obama, not Brennan, but Brennan would be a good start, but Fauci, Obama, somebody on that side of the fence, the Clintons are never going to get, they'll never get arrested. They'll just mysteriously die or die of some ailment. You know, Bill had a defibrillator and blah, blah, blah. It's all show, folks. Everything's a show. And it's all to march us into this control grid. And it's Palantir has been, keeps giving, they keep handing Palantir more and more and more and more and more and more every single week. And at the same time that's going on, and let me just address that real quick. This is all 2017, 2018, Bill Barr announced a pre-crime unit at the FBI and the Department of Justice. They wanted to create pre-crime profiles, watching social media, watching your health information, watching all of your purchasing information, and all the information that they could aggregate on you to build a profile to see if, were you going to commit a violent crime? Were you going to commit a crime against the state? And they want to build this network, for lack of a better word, so they can go out and analyze and predictively program who is going to rise up against them. That's why all this other, that's why they're flooded the entire information space with garbage, so that you're so busy watching all this noise that you don't watch what they're doing on this side. And look, two things that are salient points here. Number one, DARPA and the military were behind the whole COVID vaccine thing. Operation Warp Speed, that was a military operation. I want to know who was behind all of that at DARPA and in the military, and I want them held to account. I want them taken to Gitmo. I want them tried for crimes against humanity, and I want it to be very public, and then I want them all executed on national TV. I want their crimes to be shown to everybody on the planet, and everybody else that collaborated, was involved in all the planning, involved in all the financing, to include all of the pharmaceutical execs, all go to Gitmo. They're all tried just like Nuremberg, and then they're all executed, all of them. That's what I want to see, but I don't see it happening. What I see happening is they flood the information space with noise. They keep everybody distracted. they crash the economy, they issue this new stable coin, and then they get everybody in the control grid. And here's the thing. You sign up for one part of that, you sign up for all of it. And if you think I'm kidding, go look at China. You have to use your, it's a law that you have to have a phone with you. And they have a QR code assigned to everybody. That QR code, it does everything for you. Doctor visits, transportation, food. And if they turn it off, which they could do at flip of a switch, you don't eat, you don't work, you don't move, you don't leave your apartment. You're done. They turn you off. That's what they're building right now. That's what they want to put in place here. And guess who's managing all of the identity? It's a bunch of Israeli companies managing all of our identities. What did Netanyahu do during the COVID scamdemic? Israel is the most vaxxed country on the planet. Second of all, they took DNA from everyone in the country. They have a DNA sample from everyone in the country. Everyone. Millions of people. And that's what they want to do here. If you're in the military, they already have your DNA. They already have all your medical history. They have most of your psychological profile. If you've done a polygraph, I guarantee you they have that. So they're building the same thing. The question you have is, what is the catalyst? What is the line in the sand that is going to make you pick up arms and go after them? What's the line in the sand that's going to make you forget all the political and philosophical BS that's being pushed right now? And really what we've seen for the last 20 years since 2008, actually, even before that, I'm going to say, let's go all the way back to 9/11. What did we see? We saw a war against Christianity and the propagation of a belief system that politics was the new religion. And they have literally pushed it for decades. And now you're seeing the downstream effects of that by all these liberals losing their minds on social media and TikTok, talking about how Trump people and the Orange Man all need to be, you know, killed at 86. That's because their new religion is politics. They're so wrapped up in the narratives, they can't even see they're being lied to and manipulated. And most of them are vaxxed, which, you know, I hate to break it to you, but getting that vaccine shortened your life. They say by a total of, I think it was 20 or 30 years, it shortens your life. We'll see how that plays out, but there's a mass die-off going on right now. How many people know about it? How many people are paying attention? I mean, I've been trying to rehome my dogs for the better part of 3 months. Every shelter, every rehome organization and agency is completely full. They can't take no more dogs. And I've been working on this for like 3 months because I would rather send them to a good home than watch them sit in a crate for 8 hours while I go to work or travel. It's going to be worse when I start traveling because then I'm going to have somebody come and, you know, stay here, right? But it's the downstream effects of people dying off. And it's the downstream effects of this highly effective information campaign that literally got people to believe Orange Man's bad. And that's a direct result of the Smith-Mundt modernization. It's a direct result of the fact that most of our public officials are privately owned in a public office and they don't represent us at all because none of this stuff should have ever passed. And I watched Whitney Webb's interview. I can't remember the guy's name. On Limited Hangouts, and it's 2 hours long. And she has, first of all, it's great to hear somebody else say the things you've been talking about for years. But it's, you know, and I think I've listened to her once before. I've read a lot of her stuff. But one of the things she says that I've said for a long, long time is the CIA and the intelligence agencies, as well as government law enforcement, have assumed the role of the mob. They are now the cartels. They are now the mob. And you can take it all the way back to World War II when they made deals with the mob for shipping and for moving goods and logistics during the war. And you can carry that all the way through to where at some point in the 80s, the intelligence agencies just took over and the mobs essentially evaporated. So you can see how over time they've become the enemy. They've become the criminal element, the money laundering, the shell companies, the human trafficking. And if you watched Alex Jones, he walks you through all of how they've been trafficking children. And I've been saying it for years, right? But the point is, he outlined the fact that it's not the human trafficking, and it's not the trafficking in young girls that they're worried about with Epstein. It's all the other activities that were state funded and facilitated by the intelligence agencies that will burn down the system. Imagine the public's response when they find out that the CIA was facilitating genetic research on every demographic and every culture across the planet. Think about that for a second. Genetic experiments on American citizens by the Central Intelligence Agency, facilitated and run at their behest. How many people would be infuriated by that and pick up arms? And if that ever came out, which it probably won't, but if it does, it will burn down the system. Just like all of the medical research that he was involved with and all the grants he gave. So it's a very, very complicated spider web of companies and shell corporations and endowments that has been created since Alan Dulles created the CIA way back in the 50s. And the CIA created shell companies back then, and they did off-books things since their inception. But where it got complicated is in the 80s and 90s, you started seeing all of these incestuous relationships between all these other big companies, between the university system, between the federal government, and that whole public-private partnership, that game, so they could go around the FOIAs. Well, that's part of our private partnership with this company. We can't share that because it's not government information. They did that on purpose in the 80s and 90s so they could cover all of the different acquisitions that they were making throughout the business world. And why this is important is part of the money laundering scheme is so intricate and so interlaced in all these other big companies and all these big banks that if one disclosure around where the money went would burn down 50 different companies, as well as they were using the university system through the endowment system and USAID to fund all the research and the genetic stuff that they were working on. But it was really Epstein, Gates, and the others. And people think that the Gates Foundation is, you know, gave his money away. No, he didn't. He put his money into the foundation. He still manages all of his wealth through the foundation. And even if you think he's given money away, or he goes out and talks about giving money away, the Rockefellers were the first ones to do that. They were the first ones to set up all these endowments and these social programs so they could bury all their wealth and not have to pay taxes. And that's metamorphosized into things like the Gates Foundation and other nonprofits that they've used now to leverage to do nefarious activities and to wash their hands and exonerate themselves of any guilt or any accountability. And the federal government started doing the same thing in the 70s and 80s. And now you have this intricate web of all these interlaced companies and organizations. So if you burn down one, you burn down all of them. And the key things with Epstein that would burn down the entire system is, number one, the money laundering done by the big banks, especially Morgan Stanley and some of the others that were, but it's mainly Morgan Stanley. And then you have all the people that were in the research system at the university system that were conducting research at the behest of him. Then you have all the genetic stuff that was going on through all these different genetic biotech organizations and companies that he was funding. None of that's public. None of that's even made it to the Epstein list. It's strictly focused on young teenage girls. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And he was, you know, according to Whitney Webb, he was involved with MBS coming to power in Saudi Arabia and that whole system falling apart and turning into a different kind of a coup. So if all that came out, it would burn down the whole system. And on the other side of that, they're flooding the entire information space with so much garbage and disinformation that even if you did see the truth about Epstein, it would be very hard for people to believe it. And that's the problem with the whole thing, is that they've created so much misinformation and there's no source of truth. So nobody believes anything anyway. So we're in this quandary. And at the same time, all of that's happening. So let me back up. Number one, don't have any hope that anybody from the Epstein list is going to get rolled up. Number two, if they do roll somebody up, they're going to water it down to the point where it doesn't point to Israel, it doesn't point to the intelligence agencies in any way, shape, or form. Number three, you're probably never going to see anybody held accountable for COVID unless all of us decide to pick up arms like they did in Nepal today. I don't know if you were paying attention in Nepal, but their government voted to ban social media. And what did the public do? They banded together. They burned down parliament. They dragged people out in the streets. They've killed a couple of them. And my question is, what's it going to take for that to happen here? Really, what's it going to take? I thought COVID would do it. I thought the fact that people were dying off from the COVID shots would wake people up. Nope, none of that. This Ukrainian girl should have taken people to the, brought people out to the streets. And at the very minimum, you would think people would go after politicians, especially this mayor and district attorney. Talk about two people that need to be arrested for treason. That's it right there. But everybody's waiting for somebody else to make the first move. They're waiting for somebody else to send the first bullets downrange. They're waiting for somebody else to step forward. And that's why nothing's happened. Now, do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Until we have a source of truth, we're still going to continue to see this planned chaos. And all this chaos is planned. Mark my words, it's all planned. It's all planned so that they could justify the martial law and bringing troops in. It's all a planned deal. And you're going to have all these pundits that are on the Trump CIA team saying it's just temporary. It's for your safety. Remember that? It's for your safety. Remember that shit? How many times did you hear that? Oh, it's for your safety. You know, this Patriot Act, these terrorists, they could bring down another airplane. This is for your safety. It's all BS. Go read Pawns of the Game. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And the book was written 50 years ago. Wasn't even written, it's not even current. It's like Matt Bracken was on Alex Jones today, and he was talking about how we need to return to the rule of law and get away from the federal penal system. Because the whole prison system, so George W. Bush is the one that privatized all of the jails. And, or at least he was the one that made that more mainstream. And if you know anything about the prison system, it's a fucking joke. It's a racket. It's literally just a racket for private companies to make money off the prison system. Slave labor, the whole nine yards, all right there. If you got rid of that and it was a state-run system, just like state-run mental health, of course, that didn't work either way. It never worked before. And when they got rid of it, it still doesn't work. You know, with the new system of privatization, it doesn't work either. But if you got rid of the prison system and you actually went back to executing people that committed violent crimes and, you know, robberies, committed felonies, if you actually started executing people, guess what? All that shit would stop. Or at least it would be so minimal, you wouldn't have to have a prison system. And most countries out there that have prison systems, their prisons are not a nice place to go. If you survive your term, great. You're rehabilitated, but they don't spend any money on counseling. They don't have TV sets. They don't have cell phones. They don't have conjugal visits. They don't have fucking healthcare. No, you go in there, you sweat, you work like a bitch, and then you leave if you survive. That's fucking prison. That's the way it should be. No, we have to reform them. Maybe 1 in 10 are reformed when they get out. Maybe. But the whole system is so corrupt and morally bankrupt that no part of it is even worth investing in. And even if this guy that killed this Ukrainian girl was arrested 14 times. That guy should have been executed months ago. Like, Okay, you're on your fourth violent crime. Walk them outside. Boom, done. Problem solved. But that's the system we're in, and it's architected for what we're going through right now. It's architected for this collapse, because while all this is going on, you're seeing the moral fiber, the social fiber, and the belief system of the country completely in turmoil. You're seeing a revival of Christianity, but for every piece of that, it's still not a balance act. You still got people way over here on the left, way over here on the right, and no matter what you think, we're going to see more and more people go off the reservation. Just like we're seeing all these shooters activated, we're in the midst of a big show right now. So my point of all this is, don't believe any of the things you're seeing. Don't latch into any of the emotional bias. Don't latch into any of the emotional narratives to where you get all wrapped up in the narrative and you're ready to take action. Because at the end of the day, the thing that we need to be fighting against right now, it's not the legal system, that's going to fail. It's not law enforcement, that's going to fail. It's not the social products, it's not the social scoring system, that's going to fail. It's the fact that they're trying to control all of our information and consolidate all of our information. That's what we need to be fighting against. Because if we give up the last measure of our privacy, they own us. And they will completely dominate the information space. I don't know if you've been on Twitter lately, but Twitter is completely censored. Like I put somebody needs to go to prison for treason, and they completely blacklisted my post. They didn't put me in Twitter jail. They just said your content's hate speech, and they basically said, you know, freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. They're still censoring you. In fact, they're censoring you more now on Twitter than they did back in 2018. And if we give up the last measure of our privacy and we give all our information to a bunch of fucking Jews in Israel that are controlling the world's information, guess what? You're no longer in a free country. You've given up all your rights. You gave up half your rights back in the 70s. Then you gave up most of the rest of them when the Patriot Act was signed. And now you want to hand over all your information to a bunch of autistic tech bros? Get the fuck out of here. Wake the fuck up. What's really going on right now is they're consolidating power. That's what you're seeing. That's all you're seeing. All the noise, all the bullshit, all of Trump's tweets, all the attacks, all the fucking bombings. It's all noise. Watch what they're doing with Palantir. Watch what they're doing with the control grid. Because they want to roll that out. And then if you think I'm kidding, go look at how many data centers are being built right now. There's at least 10 in every major city. Why? So they can control the shit that they're putting in place to monitor everybody. And imagine the fact that your phone, literally your phone, is going to be required. They put this stuff in China because they want to bring it here. And everybody says, oh, the control grid's not a real thing. The social scoring system's not a real thing. Really? Go ask the 275,000 people that in 2021 were going to go and protest, and they fucking turned them off while they were on the train. And then they arrested them all. Oh, that's right. They all disappeared. What do you think is going to happen here? Do you honestly think that they're going to move troops out of the cities? As soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. It's right, literally, it's right out of the Communist Revolution. Literally, right out of the Communist Revolution. Oh, crime is too bad. We need to deploy troops. And you saw graphically during COVID, you saw it. All these officers, all the military, get in lockstep. Every part of the leadership in the military got in lockstep, with the exception of maybe 0.1%, and went along with the vaccine mandates. What do you think is going to happen when they deploy the military for real in the cities and people start shooting back at them? You honestly think they're not going to shoot at Americans? Really? We watched the entire military get in lockstep and literally force vaccines that were completely untested on an emergency use authorization, which is completely bogus, and every fucking officer in the military went along with it. And the ones that didn't were vilified and crucified. What do you think is going to happen when they deploy troops to the cities and gunfire erupts? Do you honestly think they're not going to shoot back? And how do you think they're going to play that out on the news? I'm telling you, it's a fucking setup. The whole thing's a fucking setup. And it's being run by the same people that were in charge during Biden, the same people who were in charge during Obama, the same people who were in charge during Trump's first term. That's why I say the renter in the White House doesn't matter. He's just a pawn. It's all the other assholes around him. And nobody's really changed. You know, they come in every 4 years and they say, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to change things. Things are going to be better. We get the same foreign policy, the same domestic policy, the same entitlement programs, the same crime rate, the same bullshit, and no meaningful legislation that really affects American lives. What do you think is going to happen when they put troops on the ground? I am vehemently opposed to putting troops into our cities. Vehemently opposed. Let them fucking blow up and implode. So that everybody in that city knows who are the fucking problem people. You put the troops in there, and guess what? It's a recipe for yet another communist revolution. And it's by design. All of it's by design. This bullshit that the crime rate's up and we have to go minimize the crime. There's been crime and death in these cities for 100 years, sometimes worse than others. And how do they handle it before? Law enforcement. Why is now different? What is different right now? The illegal aliens? Who's seen them? There's 45 million of them. Who's seen them? Oh, that's right. Are you worried because they're not going to get paid? Are you worried about the cartels? Because the whole cartel thing has been, that's pretty much a nothing burger. You know why? Because the fucking CIA runs the cartels. Full stop. You see the cartels doing anything against any of the law enforcement in the country? Do you see them doing anything against politicians? Do you see them doing anything in the District of Columbia? And I can tell you the cartels are everywhere in this country, everywhere. They're like right down the road from me. What have you seen since Trump took office? You see anything different? Yeah, the border's closed. There's a trickle of people. Have they done anything about the NGOs? Have they gone after any of the people that were trafficking children? Well, they got a bunch of children back. Oh, they've arrested a bunch of people. Okay, who was in charge? Who's the kingpin? Who was running the show? Who was coordinating all the logistics to move these people in? Which part of the government was overseeing all of these people being moved into the country? No arrests. It's all a show. All a fucking show. And it's just a big smorgasbord of drama and emotionally charged dialogue and emotionally charged narratives that lead to nowhere. UAP thing. It's a bunch of hot air by a bunch of people that were put there by the government, the same people that are hiding all this stuff. And we're supposed to believe that's disclosure. The only thing I got out of it is all these craft are silent. Same thing with the whole vaccine, the whole COVID investigation, the bunch of hot air. Why hasn't Fauci been arrested? Why is Bill Gates still walking around? Worse, why is he at the White House? You want to talk about an optic that is not going to age well at the midterms and then again in the next presidential election? It's that moment. That's going to be replayed over and over and over again after 26, after they really fuck us over and those guys are running the show. And all the autistic kids are in charge. And guess what? What do you think Americans are going to do that? Terrible optics. He keeps digging his own grave. As far as I'm concerned, fuck him. But the answer to the crime in the cities, it has nothing to do with deploying troops. Nothing. It has everything to do with rebuilding law enforcement, arresting politicians that took the money from Soros and the globalists and all the NGOs and all these other people in the background. Those people need to be arrested publicly. They need to be taken out of power, just like all these child molesters that are in Washington, Oregon, California, and Minnesota. And then all of the press, all the media needs to be held accountable for all the lies, and they need to do that by stripping them of Smith Mundt. You do that, and that will take away their ability to lie to the public. And you pass a law that says you have to have verified sources and verified facts, and if you can't prove it, you all go to jail. And then you arrest people. But what do you think the odds are that the private individuals in public positions are actually going to vote on legislation that would be meaningful like that, along with stripping away the immunity from all of the pharmaceuticals? What do you think the odds are of that? So don't get wrapped up in that noise that, oh, I'm proposing a bill that strips immunity and revokes the 1986 Vaccine Act. I'll believe it when I see it. Otherwise, go fuck yourselves. It's like, I got a bunch of calls this weekend from all these fucking smacktards that are talking about, oh, this is 5G chess. He brought him to the White House. He's going to out them all, and then he's going to arrest them all. Okay. No, he's not. Who did he bring into office 2 days after he took office? Larry Ellis and Scam Altman. That should have been your first clue. And look, let's just say for devil's argument, let's just say for the sake of argument, that all that's real and he's playing 5D chess so he can out the deep state and the cabal, and he's going to arrest all these people, and he's going to come out and he's going to say we had to play it that way because we had to root out all the people that were, you know, buried deep in the system, and there's only one way to bring them out. My answer is going to be, that's great. Now go fuck yourself, because you had 1.5 or 2.5 million military, retired military, active military, that would have taken to the streets to go after these people if you were serious. But you're not serious. The only thing this is a big show to keep you distracted while they put the last measures of control in place to strip away all your rights. And if you think I'm kidding about that, how many people have seen the gates at all the airports now? Have they taken them down? Did they get rid of them? Why do you need gates to exit the airport? Really? The war on terror is over. Why do we still have TSA? Why am I still scanning my bags with a guy whose IQ is so low that I don't even think he could make it into the fucking gene pool if the lifeguard wasn't looking? Why am I still going through TSA with people like that? Honest question. If the war on terror is over, why do we still have them? Why are we still doing that? Why do I have gates when I leave the airport? Why do I have to walk through multiple gates to leave the airport? It's all a show. The whole thing's a fucking clown show. And it's a clown show to keep you distracted and to keep you from picking up arms. That's what it is. And if you think it's anything else, ask yourself a question. They have a mountain of evidence around Epstein, around January 6th, around all the cartel activity, especially the cartels. They have a mountain of evidence. They could go arrest people in every single state that are compromised by the cartels all the way up to the state level, especially here in Arizona. Have they arrested anyone? No. Zero arrests. Zero. And they have a mountain of evidence. And I know what you're going to say. The legal system grinds slowly. Fuck that. We are at war. This is a war. This is a war for the soul of our country. This is a war against communist China. This is a war against the cartels. This is a war against the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a war against all of the foreign actors that have invested money here to taint our society and to change our demographics. This is a fucking war. This is not a legal action. It's a fucking war. Call it what it is. These people committed treason. And anybody that took money from any of these organizations, anybody that was installed in office, should be rolled up, taken down to Gitmo, and introduced to low altitude helicopter descent therapy. But instead, all we see all day long is noise. Noise, 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 noise. Don't get wrapped up in that. Watch what they're doing. Watch how they're doing it. watch the insidious things they're doing in the background. Like, why did they commission 4 tech execs and make them lieutenant colonels? First of all, that pisses me off to no end, because I know guys that were killed in Iraq like days before they were supposed to get you know, promoted. Days. And these retards go in there. They don't know the square root of shit about the military. They know even less about what they're supposed to be doing, but yet they're tech bros. Let's put them in uniform. They didn't have to put any of them in uniform. They could get them a security clearance, and then they could put them in military programs as a contractor. Why are they in uniform? Why? You hear anybody talking about that? No. Did you hear anybody talking about it when it happened? No. I'll tell you why. Misinformation, misinformation, disinformation, disinformation. Look over here. That one guy. Don't get wrapped up in that. All of that is just, it's just noise. And when they decide to crash the economy, which I don't think is too far off, when, the question you have to ask is, what is the catalyst? What is the line in the sand? What is the one thing that is going to make you pick up arms and go after this government? State governments and the federal government. Because that's really the decision that's ahead. Revolution is inevitable at this point. It's inevitable. I watch all the propaganda, like all day long, I'm inundated by it. It's all propaganda all day long. X, YouTube. I mean, I can't even watch some of the other platforms. Instagram, Snapchat. It's all retarded. Like Instagram is 10-second videos followed by 5-second ads every 5 seconds of some guy pressure washing a car or talking about some superstar that's not so super anymore, or some gym rat or some mall rat or some other YouTuber, you know, Instagram influencer traveling around the world. Follow me here. Look at me. I'm in the gym. That's what our youth are seeing all the time. Then there's the YouTube videos, which are all abject stupidity. You can't talk about anything there. You got to filter what you say. Digital camouflage, so they won't censor you. The whole thing is, it just needs to collapse. And the rude awakening is going to happen for people when all this stops and they're stuck. They can't get money out of the bank. They can't go to the store. They can't get gas. Their credit cards don't work. Their debit cards don't work. They're screwed. Absolutely screwed. What are you going to do then? They're going to be completely disillusioned. But that is going to be the moment where they get angry. Because the way this will go down is when people are really fucking uncomfortable. And I mean really, really, really uncomfortable. I can't get money out of the bank. I can't pay my bills. I'm going to lose my house. The bank's foreclosing on me. And the government's doing all this to us. That's going to be the moment when people really get red-pilled. And they really realize. And for all these people that are vaxxed, I hate to break it to you. They all still believe long COVID's a thing. Long COVID is a narrative to protect the pharmaceuticals and your doctors. The healthcare system needs to burn to the ground. And every doctor, and I know there's doctors out there listening to me, so listen to me very, very carefully. When this happens, every fucking one of you that violated your Hippocratic Oath and pushed that vaccine on people and killed people, you will be held to account. You will go to prison for the rest of your miserable fucking lives for what you did during the pandemic. All of you took the money. All of you. And the ones that made the most, you're the first to go to prison. And when this kicks off, you're going to see some people really mad. And they're going to get really personal about it too. Because they're going to realize all in one moment that all of this was perpetrated against them. And they're going to look for somebody to blame. At first, it's going to be you. And then it's going to be the politicians. And for all of you pushing the vaccines, still pushing the vaccines. Just find a deep hole and take one for the team. Or line your pockets with wrenches, walk out in the ocean and take one for the team. Because that moment is coming. There's more and more. The one thing there is more and more momentum of right now, it's the vaccines and the vaccine narratives falling apart. I don't know who's behind Tucker. That interview he did with a doctor and all the conversation around it, that is carefully crafted to go after the medical system and the pharmaceuticals and the AMA. And the AMA, as far as I'm concerned, should be declared a terrorist organization. The entire AMA. And everybody there should go to get bumped. Every fucking one of them. And same with the medical boards. Anybody on those medical boards that took big pharma money, get bumped. No ifs, no ands, no buts. You're on the plane. Go. The fuck out of here. Go. And I mean right now. Part of the reason why I'm so fired up right now is the fact that I'm watching all this mental masturbation that's going on in Congress. And I know it's not going to lead to anything. It's just more of the same noise. And they could play all their parts. They can sit there and choke on the drama all day long. But right now, the one thing we need to see people held accountable. We need to see justice, real justice. But it's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen before they collapse the economy. And, you got the economists out there going, no, we're fine. Notice how the conversation now is about doing away with the Fed. And, they're talking about Bitcoin. Everybody should buy Bitcoin. Look, I'm not a crypto guy. I have some crypto. I've had it for a long time, but very small amount. I just wanted to see what it was going to do. It was one of those, let's see, it's a novelty. Let's see. But crypto is ones and zeros. You know what happens to ones and zeros? They can vanish in a minute. You turn off the power, you don't have any ones and zeros. You got no power. So what are you going to do with ones and zeros that are stored on your phone and you have no power? You're fucked. And if it emits a signal, and if it's stored on something that emits a signal, it can be hacked. It can be owned. And it can be wiped. And every single one of these has a back door. And guess who owns it? The same people that are pushing the Bitcoin. The same people that are pushing the ones and zeros. They got all the kill switches. They got all the levers. Why would you invest in that? If it was me, I put my money into gold and silver. That's where a good portion of my stuff is. I don't have a lot of it, but I have it. And I got those. But I don't think that's going to be the fight right away. It's going to be information. This is the fight right now. It's the information. It's getting people to realize that they've been lied to on a grand scale, to the point where they realize that everything that they know, everything that they believe is a lie. Everything. Propagated by people that have been taking advantage of them the whole time. And the ones I really feel sorry for are the people that were drugged and convinced that they were a different sex and they castrated themselves. Their lives are forever changed and they're never, ever going to be the same. I feel bad for them. I really do. But as the next several weeks develop, September is the month of noise. October is the month of noise with some kind of an event. I don't know what kind of an event, but tomorrow or Thursday could be an event. And then there could be another event in October. But this is the time, and I say that because this is the time they always do something, is late October, early November. That's when they crash the economy, always. So why would it stand to reason that they wouldn't do something at the end of October? They certainly have been messaging it. And look, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that legitimately in the background, Trump and team are actually trying to hold people accountable. They're trying to get out from under all the control from AIPAC and the Jewish lobby. I hope that they disengage from Israel. I really hope all that happens because I would hate to see a revolution, but I think revolution is inevitable at this point across the Western world. And I'm surprised it hasn't started in Ireland and in Britain yet, but it's already starting. You can see it starting over there. And people are angry. Look around. You can feel the anger. It's palpable now. You can literally feel it everywhere you go. people are just seething with anger. Whether it's they've lost their job, they've lost their house, they're about to lose their car. By the way, car delinquencies are at an all-time high right now. Probably didn't know that because the press doesn't report anything other than nonsense. All-time high. What do you think is going to happen when that crashes? Oh, I can get a car cheaper. You're a dumbass. Because it means that the other indicators in the economy are probably just as bad. They're masking them and hiding them. And China is on the verge of financial collapse as well, along with a lot of Europe. It's literally a game of chicken to see who collapses first. That's what we're really watching. So this clown show that's going on in DC and all this drama, stop paying attention to it. Watch what they're doing with Palantir. Watch what's going on with the economies. Watch what's going on in Ukraine, because that's employing as well, and that will affect us. And most importantly, stay out of the big cities. You don't have to be there, don't be there. And look, I got family in a big city. Two of them, actually. And I'm concerned every day, just like I have kids that are vaxxed. I'm concerned every single day. And my line in the sand, really simple. You fuck with my kids, I will show you something new. And it won't be some guy going off the reservation. It's going to be something you don't expect coming. That's my line of the sand. And luckily, they haven't done it yet, but we'll see. And I would rather imagine most parents just say the same thing. You fuck with my kids, I will take you out. And we all have to have that attitude. What's the line in the sand? Because the moment's coming. And it's coming probably sooner than we think. And I would say that there's going to be unexpected events that happen that's outside their control. And I'm not talking about UFOs or any of that happy horse shit. I'm talking about events that are beyond their control, people they didn't account for, people they didn't have eyes on or monitoring. It'll be something like that. And when it does happen, you should be ready, because you're going to be the leader in your community. You really are. You're going to be helping people that are so disoriented, they don't even know which way is up. And you think I'm kidding? You just watch when people can't get money out of the cash machine or their debit card doesn't work and they're standing there at a pump. You want to watch people go off the reservation? You watch that. I don't think we're too far away from that. At least some kind of a hiccup that causes that. I saw that graphically in Iraq. I know exactly what that looks like, and that doesn't take very long. People can't get gas, lose their minds. Lose their ever-loving minds. So keep that in mind. I think the next 6 weeks are going to be very, very hard and fast. And it's going to be information is going to be coming at you in so many different ways. You're not going to be able to keep up with it. Focus on the signal. All the rest of it's noise. Focus on what they're doing with Palantir. That's the signal. I'll be back tomorrow night. We're going to do a roundtable tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern. It'll be 2 o'clock Pacific time. For those of you who haven't got the coin yet, I got one laying around here somewhere. This is for paid subscribers on Substack. If you're a paid subscriber, reach out to me. I'll send you one of these. Send me your address, and I'll send you one of these challenge coins. And I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.